Hi, this is Nyla Nelson back at you with another Hey Yoga Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs, any RSS feeds. You can add your own music of choice in the back of your segment through the app's approval or choose from the different selections that they have within the app. Simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared. And the bonus, the actual bonus, is you can get paid per segment. And the app coordinators find different sponsors to help expand your fan base of listeners and will send frequent notifications on where it has been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, YouTube, plus so much more. If you ever think about having a career or a lifestyle in podcasting, Anchor app is the best way to go. And my segment today is a deeper understanding of being in a narc relationship. A lot of times we don't realize that we're in narcissistic relationships until it's too late. A lot of times we don't realize that we are connected strongly to toxic relationships to be able to have a better relationship with ourselves. You know, there's so many people that I have talked to, you're like, you know, I'm just really trying to understand, why do I always have constant connection, strong connection with toxic people, people that are sadistic, sociopaths, psychopaths, narcissistic behavior, personality disorders, and all those sorts of things. And we don't realize these are certain traits that may be deeply suppressed within ourselves that they help us mirror out certain things that needs to be changed within our lives, that they help us change. There's different times that I've did different research, a lot of research on certain things, how they say a spiritual empath is a narcissist's worst nightmare. And that is the same way with the narcissist, is an empath's worst nightmare, because it's like you're dealing with someone who lacks empathy. They never see an issue on the pain or the anguish they inflict on individuals. You know, they feel like they're justified at anything. And so when we're going through these situations and you find yourself being able to make it out of that, I always tell people, I commend you. You are such a blessing, because there's a lot of people that get into situations where it can lead into heavy DV, you know, domestic violence, where their life is ended tragically through these things. But there's a lot of times where there's some needs that are actually met to where you can actually get out of those situations, and it's not easy to do. You know, it was hard for me to be healing with that, because I grew up in that type of environment where I had to have narcissistic parents or narcissistic traits that was you know, exposed to me, and not realizing that I picked up on these traits and passed them on to my children as well. And it took me a long time for me to be able to understand that this is something I was doing, because I normalized that type of behavior. I normalized that type of environment in my life, and not knowing, you know, this is a very, you know, toxic thing. It's very detrimental to my life, you know, and just not wanting to pass this on to my children to have that, you know, repeated experience with them. And so, you know, just being able to see that situation, it took me a long time to be able to see my narcissistic relationship, not just with myself, but the people that I have came into strong connections with, was actually a blessing in disguise, because of me seeing where I lacked the love for myself. I allowed anybody to be in my life. And even if I seen the red flags, you know, I had a bad habit of collecting those, to where I was willing to deal with anybody that was in my life that was, you know, wanting to be there. Not even worrying about, you know, if this is going to be detrimental to my life, to my mental health, my well-being, you know, just to have somebody in my life like that. And being able to grow and deal with that, because I was in, you know, it was like not all relationships I was in that was narcissistic, but there was a few, you know, and it got bad at certain ones and certain ones that, you know, it could have really ended my life. But when I got to that point where I allowed myself to see that, this is a blessing in disguise for me, because it helped me grow as a person to where I didn't allow myself to settle anymore. I allowed myself to love myself. I was placed in, you know, always projecting love out that was never reciprocated. And it showed me where I lacked the love for myself. Because when we do things like that, and we see that this is not how life is supposed to be. You're supposed to be in a situation where you are supported by your partner, you know, you're loved, you're comforted, you know, you're protected. These are not the things where it's built on love, it's built on toxicity, and it's built on codependency. And then these are the things that really helped me become a very strong person to be able to say, you know, I have standards. I have, you know, very high values. You know, I'm not going to allow myself to just settle for anything. I know what I deserve, and I know what I no longer need to entertain. I know what I no longer need to stay in a strong connection to be in. And these things can really help me heal. And when I seen that, you know, it wasn't easy to do. You know, I commend anybody, especially if you have children in those situations. It's like you have to reset your whole self. You know, you're not just yourself, but your children, you know, because you don't want them to grow up to be abusive towards their partner or be in a situation where they're being abused. And you're healing from these different circumstances that really, you know, they bring you a lot of insight to be able to heal yourself in the best way possible. And it's just like, if you're able to make it out of this, it, like I said, it's not easy to do, you know, because it breaks you down in such a way. You had to be able to see your worth. You had to be able to see love. And a lot of times it's hard to be able to see that through all the things that you face with situations in that way. And when you're allowing yourself to do that, you know, you will allow yourself to say never again. You know, sometimes it's hard for you to be able to open up when you have gone through those different things that took place. And these are the things that can really, you know, bring in, you know, possibilities to be able to take you to that next level. And for that to happen, you know, you're allowing yourself to go through that determination. And this can really be able to take you to a next level that you end up having a, you know, a healthy relationship, not with yourself, but other people as well. So going through those different things, it gave me a broader perspective of, you know, how I wanted my life to be, which ways that I can be able to create more within that, you know, knowing my strength on a different level, opening my eyes to what I can choose to achieve, what I can bring forth towards that, you know, just to be able to shine light on that. And when you look back at that, you know, when you finally are in a place where you have seen the impact of the transition that you really took forward and being brave to do, you'll see that, you know, this is what you needed. It showed you where your confidence was not put in place. You're being selective about what you choose to invite into your private space. You know, it strengthened your mental health, even though it tore it down. It helped you create a stronger well-being on being very, you know, very selective on what you choose to bring into your life and no longer want in your life. And then there'll be different things that really shows you, you know, hey, I needed this situation. These are the things that took me to that next level. And it showed me, you know, what I want more into my life, and just being able to comfort yourself through that healing, you know, because it can really put you in a dark place. And then you can get to that point where, you know, if you can be an advocate or ambassador to be able to help other people to get out of that situation, you know, you want to be able to do that. Because there's a lot of people that you go through these different things, you don't realize you're in a toxic relationship. You don't realize that you're in a narcissistic relationship. Those things will trigger you. It'll put you in a dark place and make you feel like, you know, this is my life. Is my life worth living? You know, can I get past this? Can my life create more in that? You know, and the answer is yes, you really truly can. Because it's like when you're in a narcissistic relationship, it cuts you off from so many people, you know, depending on the type of person you're with in a relationship like that. They, you know, they make you lose friends. They make you lose family to where, you know, you don't have a support system. So when you're in these type of situations, you don't see a way out. And this is at that time where God and universe uses this to be able to show you, you can make it without the situation. You can become a better person. This can make you stronger. You know, it will make you be very selective about the things that you choose to do. You know, you had to be in a toxic relationship. So in case of these things happen again somewhere down the line, you see the red flags, you feel the vibrations that you felt before with this certain individual. And that can be able to have you end something before it really truly begins. And so being in a situation like that, it taught me so much and it helped me so much to heal. You know, and I've had a few friends that is, you know, strongly connected with that, especially on my YouTube channel. There's a few people that have gone through the same things that I have. And, you know, I tell them, you just really don't know how this can be that advantage for you to, for it to become a blessing of a lifetime to you that you really never knew that you needed. And it makes you be very selective about the relationships that you choose to connect with. So I hope you are able to resonate with that. You know, I have a YouTube channel. If you ever, you know, want to stop by, I'll leave all my contact information in the synopsis section below. It's all about spiritual advancement, you know, going towards the next level, being able to see different things when you're going through very chaotic changes. So, you know, hopefully you'll be able to see me there. And if you ever think about having a future in podcasting, Anchor app is the best way to go.